Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It's the Fastlane on 101 ESPN with former Blue Jamie Rivers, former Cardinal Brad Thompson,
and me,
Anthony Stalter. Let's head to the Brown and Crouppen celebrity line. We're joined by Mike Hoffman. Mike, we appreciate you joining us today. How are things going so far down at Centene?
Yeah, it's been great. The first couple of days of camp have been awesome. I think everyone's been looking forward to getting back on the ice with each other and starting to get the ball rolling a little bit.
Now, we want to get some of the important stuff out of the way first, and we were having a debate here in the break, obviously with the nicknames, right? So is it the Hoffy? What do guys call you?
Yeah, usually they're Hoff, Hoffy, Hoffer, anything along those lines.
Now, which one is your favorite?
I don't think I have a favorite. Probably the easiest one, the shortest one, Hoff, is probably just the most common.
All right. Note
simple
yourself.
To the point.
Hoff. All right. So, Hoff, yeah. Since we got that out of the way and I can call you Hoff now.
He never said you could.
That's right. He never did. You're right.
Yeah, that's okay.
That being said, look at the off season. A real unique situation for the entire NHL and for yourself being unrestricted free agent. What was the appeal of the St. Louis Blues that ultimately had you agree to this, we'll call it air quotes, PTO, here with the St. Louis Blues?
Yeah, obviously going into your UFA summer, you take a look around the league and kind of, see where you'd fit in on some of the clubs and teams. And I think St. Louis was, the top of my list. Just, they got an older team. They got great depth. They've got experience of winning. And all those things are a huge factor. I wanted to join a contender. And I think this is, we definitely got to be one of the teams that I think the league's talking about.
Yeah, there's no question. Along the lines, too, of picking the Blues, did you have any personal relationships? I mean, are you close with anybody on the team, or are those relationships just growing now?
Not really, just from playing against the guys over the years. But otherwise, no real personal friendships.
Who was the biggest pain in the ass to play against when you were playing against the Blues? Because those tend to end up being the best teammates, honestly.
Yeah. Well, from playing in East, we wouldn't see them too often. I think last year we only played you guys once. So you don't really build up, too much hatred for one another. Usually those happens when it's, guys in your division or where you see 4 to 6 times a year. I know Perron's kind of got the, not bad rep, but, kind of the
no,
rat.
He's a pain in the ass.
Everybody hates him.
He's a pain in the ass. It's okay.
Agitator.
Yeah, but no, he's never really bothered me on the ice, so there's nothing really bad I could say about him.
All right, so Mike, playing in the East your entire career so far, first with the Ottawa Senators, then the Florida Panthers, what are some of the things you expect now playing in the West? What are some of the things that you think are going to be different than what you've been used to in the East?
At the end of the day, it might just be the travel. That's a little more, teams a little more spread out. the time change. But other than that, it's, you know, you're going to play hockey games. It's against NHL teams. Everyone's good. You know, so you got to be ready to go on any given night.
Mike Hoffman joining us right now on the Fast Lane on 101 ESPN. Mike, very unique offseason for everyone. I imagine for you being a free agent, it was certainly, I'm sure it was some rough times just trying to figure out what your next step is. Can you kind of describe what the offseason was like working with your agent, trying to figure out where you're going to play next and doing all that during a pandemic?
Yeah, I think, you know, as soon as the season ended last year, we started talking and going over kind of, you know, options and, you know, the potential of, you know, what could be a possibility. And even before free agency came, we kind of knew that there was probably a good chance that it would get dragged out, you know, over to a certain period of time. It wasn't, you know, like obviously the years passed where, usually that July 1, everybody signs. And, you know, so we kind of had the right mentality going into it. You know, you can't really control the pandemic. So we were just, you know, trying to do what we could do. And, you know, talking to teams. And, you know, obviously it might have taken a little longer than we liked. But, you know, at the end of the day, we can't really control that.
Now, Mike, as the summer progressed, how long ago did you start to have discussions with the Blues? Was it something that was kind of ongoing and kind of see how the situation worked out? Or what did it just really pick up speed in the last week to 10 days?
Yeah, I spoke with them, I don't know, it might have been a week or two after free agency opened up. And then my agents have been in contact with them pretty regularly. And then I think, you know, things started to just pick up a little bit more in the last, I'd say, 2 or 3 weeks. And then, you know, it finally came down to making a decision to come here.
Is it too early? Like, I feel like every team has kind of a vibe around them. And certainly a team that won a Stanley Cup 2 years ago probably has a bit of a confidence. Is it too early to pick up on any differences, like a feeling, a vibe around the Blues, maybe that's different from your last two stops?
Yeah, I think this team is, you know, probably the best team that I've been on so far in my career. We had a pretty good team in Ottawa the 1 year we went to the conference final. But I think this team in St. Louis would top that. You know, just everyone's so professional. Like I said, it's an older group. Guys have been around for a while. You know, they know what it takes to win. The coaching staff is great. And, you know, really looking forward to the opportunity of possibly playing here.
Now, Mike, as we talked about you before camp opened up here in the local media and around the rinks, you know, it was made known that you like to play your offside out there, and certainly the power play is something that you excel at. But when you got here and Craig Berube drew up some of the lines, and it's only early in camp for sure, but they put you with a young man named Robert Thomas that the team and the organization have a tremendous amount of confidence in, and they're really excited for his future. How has that been for you guys getting used to each other in the first couple of days? Is there some good chemistry, and is there anything unique about Robert Thomas that, you know, you really enjoy playing with so far?
Yeah, I've been actually very impressed with his play. You know, I know he's only been in the league for 2 years, and last year we only played the Blues once, so I've really only seen him 3 times and, you know, his younger years, but he's definitely impressed me. I didn't know he was this good. He's very good at the puck, and he's a tremendous passer. So, you know, I think we could definitely complement each other very well, and you know, excited to see how things go.
Hey, Mike, last thing for you here in the Fast Lane on 101 ESPN. What's it been like working, I know it's only been a short time, but working with Craig Berube, who obviously has commanded a lot of respect from his team, his players, after winning the Stanley Cup, but more so just throughout what he did, not only at the NHL level, but certainly as a coach as well. What's it been like to be coached so far by Craig Berube?
Yeah, so far it's been awesome. I really like him as a human, and I think he's a great coach as well. He's got an awesome personality, and at the end of the day, he's down to business, which you need. So I think all those things contribute, and it goes to show why the team's doing as good as it is. Obviously, there's some good players, but you got to have a guy in charge too, running the ship.
Mike, we appreciate it. Enjoy your time here in St. Louis. Really looking forward to watching you play. Thanks for your time.
Okay, thank you. Thanks for having me.
Thank you. Our pleasure. That's Mike Hoffman here in the Fast Lane on 101 ESPN.
We forgot to tell him good luck on the tryout.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Oh, good luck, Mike, on the tryout.
I think he's going to be okay. I got a feeling he's going to be fine.
I think so.
He's got a good head on his shoulders.
I think they're going to sign him. That's my prediction.
Yeah.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.